I was trying to think about what to yell about this week, and Jeff suggested ranting about why any reporter thinks fans care about Cutler's response to Sims and Bradshaw's comments about him. That topic sucks. The only thing worse than getting worked up about a non-story is people getting worked up about the media creating something out of a non-story. I don't know what Sims said. I don't know what Cutler said about what Sims said. And I sure as shit don't know what the media said about what Cutler said about what Sims said. You know why? Because I don't care. Because I heard Bradshaw's original comment and my soul died, costing my ability to care about anything. Also, this is getting kind of meta, and I think we covered that shit already. Forcing fake debates over that bullshit distracts us from the real questions. Like, why the fuck is Terry Bradshaw allowed to speak? That motherfucker's the most obnoxious piece of shit on television, and that's way more impressive fucking accomplishment than the multiple Super Bowl rings or the Hall of Fame. In a world of loud, mouth-breathing, fake-laughing, and sightless gas bags, that dickbag is king. I mean, I actually had to stop and consider if he was worse than Frank Caliendo. No one should ever make me ask that question. I don't know if I'd ask that question if Goebbels was on Fox NFL Sunday. His bullshit Pauly Shore as a farmer and son-in-law act is more fucking infuriating than if he was actually the legitimately fucking dumb country bumpkin he pretends to be. Honestly, I'd be in favor of anything that will discourage that bozo's interest in speaking with Jay. Blow off Mike Tice, dick punch Jamarcus Russell, stab a ball boy, tell me how much you enjoyed Infinite Jest. If it lessens Bradshaw's interest in interviewing you, then it must be done. Fuck, what would Jesus do? WWKBAFM, motherfuckers, what would keep Bradshaw away from me? Is there a fucking app for that? I'd let it dictate my every life decision. Son of a bitch, you see, after all I said about being stupid to respond to the response to a non-story, I ended up talking about it. We should be talking about important shit. Like, did you know Izzy Adonijay's favorite movie is Pollyanna? Haley Mills, falling out of trees, old dudes rediscovering the joy of life through the power of prisms, Pollyanna. That's fucking amazing. That should be the goddamn bi-week talking point. Could you come up with a more unlikely movie? You know you're a badass if you'll cop to Pollyanna. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a good flick, though I'd go with The Parent Trap if you want to talk about the Haley Mills oeuvre, but it's got that kid that was in Swiss Family Robinson, and that's a badass fucking movie. Throwing hand grenades made out of coconuts at pirates? That's way better than fucking talking about Terry Bradshaw, unless he's the one getting coconut bombs chucked at him. Fuck, is that kid still alive? Could we get him on Fox NFL Sunday? I mean, shit, listen to the random crap I'm saying, but I'd still rather talk about this nonsense or how I think Jay looks exactly like Civil War era Secretary of State William Seward than talk about Bradshaw and the human response. I mean, fuck, clearly I need the Bears to play again. Why does it feel like there are months between games this season? Monday night is so fucking far away. I fucking hate bye weeks.